Leanna Himrod, Executive Director of Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association.
Peace River Valley, along with the Hardy County Extension Service, hosted a grower roundtable today in Wauchula. Tell us what some of your big impressions were, what the big grower concerns were.
We had a very large turnout today of around 40 growers. A lot of them were coming looking for answers, had a lot of questions. The two topics that really stood out to me that were of large concern were involving bactericides and PFD this year. There were a lot of questions about the bactericides regarding timing, what's the best time of the day to spray? Should I mix it with anything else when I spray? Bo Metter from AgriSource was here to answer a lot of those questions. And then PFD seems to be a huge problem throughout the state this year, especially in our Peace River region. A lot of questions about what we can do next year to kind of make sure to kind of mitigate this issue. But a lot of the growers said it's just based on timing and weather, and it's not a lot of answers out there right now about PFD.
Bactericides, nobody really knows yet how well they're going to work, correct?
Right. We have a lot of growers that are using them, but, it's all in good time to see what effect it's going to have on our crop and on the tree health.
Psyllid control. It sounded like several people said psyllid control was difficult this past season.
I think statewide our psyllid counts have been very high. Probably the highest they've been in ever. And psyllid control has always been an issue in our area. It's been a struggle to get effective Chimas going, to get everyone on board with controlling the psyllid in a coordinated manner. So we just had some growers today that were struggling with controlling the psyllid population in their groves, because whether they have a neighboring grower that's not spraying or not spraying at the same time, it's been hard to control the psyllids in their grove.
I heard several guys say, I'm just here looking for answers, and we're concerned. There's a lot of concern. Some guys are really, I think, more than ever struggling to make money this year, correct?
I would definitely agree. We always have a good turnout when people are wanting some answers. But you know what? For the most part, I think everyone in there that came today, they want to continue to grow citrus. So I did see that fight in them, that they're trying to find answers and they're going to try to implement those solutions to continue to be a citrus grower.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.